This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. An explosion has shaken the Libyan capital, Tripoli, and airport officials have closed the city's last working airport late Saturday. A Reuters reporter and several residents said they saw an aircraft circling for more than 10 minutes over the capital with a humming sound before opening fire on a southern suburb, the scene of the heaviest fighting between rival forces. Residents counted several missile strikes, which apparently hit a military camp of forces loyal to Tripoli in the Sabah district. Authorities then closed Tripoli's only functioning airport. The Libyan National Army Force, loyal to Commander Khalifa Haftar, started an offensive 2 weeks ago, but has been unable to breach the government's southern defenses. Meanwhile, armed rebels attacked an Ebola treatment center Saturday near the Congolese city of Butembo, just hours after another attack at the center killed a Cameroonian epidemiologist. One militia member was killed in the attack at Katwa Hospital, where medical staffers are trying to contain an Ebola outbreak in the eastern part of the Democratic Republic of Congo. Yellow vest protesters set fires on a march through Paris Saturday as they sought to drive home their message to a government they believe is ignoring the poor, AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Masked demonstrators and riot police in helmets clashed repeatedly as some 20,000 protesters took to the streets of Paris. Their message, rebuilding the fire-damaged Notre Dame Cathedral isn't the only problem France needs to solve. Police fired water cannon and sprayed tear gas to try to control radical elements rampaging on the margins of the largely peaceful march. Like the high-visibility vests the protesters wear, the scattered small fires they set appear to be a plea for attention to President Emmanuel Macron's government, saying, "I need help, too." I'm Ben Thomas.
For more, visit VOAnews.com. This is VOA News.